Blog Talk Radio.
That's the theme of this message today. Don't look back. Please don't look back. Today is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. Oh, I am your host, Elder QT Docs, coming to you under the direction and auspices of Kingdom Builders International Institute, under the direction of Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Docs. We're here today because, hey, we're thank God that we're here. We're going to make it to the next year. 2021. God has brought us here so far just by grace. We made it. We made it. Thank you, Jesus. I am just delighted to be here. What a party we're going to have tonight in the Lord, because God's party, the Holy Ghost party, is going to bring us through. Amen. Today is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. Amen. I'm going to be coming out of Philippians 3:13-16. Philippians 3:13-16. Amen. God is just so good. What a delightful day today is. Today is New Year's Eve, my brothers and sisters. New Year's Eve. Once we cross over, like crossing over to the River Jordan, once we cross over, we won't look back. We won't look back at the negative things in our lives in 2020. We're going to look at the positive things and use what's positive in the past to catapult us forward to the future that God has for us. We won't look back. We won't look back. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your great love and blessing over our lives. Thank you that your favor has no end, but it lasts for our entire lifetime. Forgive us for sometimes forgetting that you are intimately acquainted with all of our ways, that you know what concerns us, and you cover us as with a shield. We ask that we will walk in your blessing and goodness today, that your face will shine on us, that you will open the right doors for our lives and for our loved ones, that you will close the wrong doors, amen, and protect us from those we need to walk away from. We're going to start a new year, a new beginning in 2021. Get rid of the old things that is weighing you down. Establish the work of our hands, O Father, and bring to fulfillment all that you have given us to do in these days. We pray, Father God, that you will make our way purposeful and our footsteps firm out of your goodness and love. Give us a heart of wisdom to hear your voice and make us strong by your huge favor and grace. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen. God is just so, so good. Coming out of Philippians 3:13, we're going to talk about don't look back. Like that song said, don't look back. We're going to keep fighting. Don't look back. Run for your life. Don't look back. Because when you look back, you're slowing yourself down. You're giving the enemy time to catch up because he's coming after you. So we're going to just keep pressing forward. We won't look back. We won't look back. Amen. You know, it was Satchel Paige, the baseball player, the great baseball player who paved the way for blacks in the major league, who made famous the saying, don't look back, something might be gaining on you. You know, it was biblical, and it could have been spiritual that Satchel Paige was trying to convey to his people. You know, don't look back, something might be gaining on you. Because, you know, we know that the enemy is always after us. It's always chasing us. We have to just keep pressing forward. If we just take time to and turn around to fight our enemies and don't let God fight our battles, we aren't going anywhere. We are going to be stagnant. Long before Satchel Paige ever gave his advice, the Apostle Paul was telling Christian folks in so many words, don't look back. Paul writes in his letter to the Philippians, brethren, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining or pressing forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. God's word to us is don't look back. Like the Apostle Paul, we must forget what lies behind and strain forward to what lies ahead. There's a natural human tendency, we all know that, for us to look back. You know, Life magazine has the year in pictures. Sports Illustrated has the year in sports. We have history books, yearbooks, photo albums, home movies, and memories that allow us to look back. And there can be great value in looking back. We look back to learn. We look back to turn our life around. We look back to affirm the places and faces and circumstances from whence we came. Amen. You know, Frederick Buechner writes, he said, it is mainly for some clue to where I am going that I search through where I've been, for some hint as to whom I am becoming or failing to become that I delve into what used to be. So there is indeed a time for us to look back, if that looking back carries with it a positive purpose. Amen. See, brothers and sisters, what he's saying is, if looking back has a purpose in your life that can be positive for your current and future, then yeah, look back. But if that looking back stagnates your thoughts, nail your feet to the ground where you're just immovable, don't look back. At the same time, Paul tells us to forget what lies behind. Forget about it. Forget about 2020 when you go into 21. Forget about all those negative things. Forget about what people said about you. Forget about it. Paul is saying, don't look back in a way that will keep us from going forward. Amen? Don't look back in a way that makes us prisoners to our past. Don't look back in the wrong way that enslaves you or enslaves us or that enslaves others to past mistakes and sins. Looking back, my brothers and sisters, in the wrong way does not allow the healing of old hurts and painful memories. Don't look back, my brothers and sisters. Don't look back when 2020 leaves you. When you go into 21 tomorrow, please don't look back at the negative. Look at what God has in store for you in the future. Look for God has in store for you tomorrow. Look for what God has in store for you in the joy in your life, in your family life, in your own inner peace. Don't look back. Even looking back at past accomplishment and success can keep us from discovering what lies ahead. So the advice that I'm giving to you is don't look back. Now, let's imagine how miserable Apostle Paul would have been if he had not put behind the sins and mistake of his past. Think back on Paul's earlier years. Before his conversion, Paul was named Saul, and he was the number one enemy of the church. He was responsible for the gruesome persecution and even the murder of people who professed faith in Christ. When Stephen, the great witness for Christ, was stoned to death, Luke tells us that Saul was agreeing to his death. In Acts, Luke goes on to say that a great persecution arose against the church, and Saul was ravaging the church and entering house after house. He dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. Paul's past was cluttered with atrocious acts of evil, and he wasn't perfect. After he became a Christian, he, like us, continually struggled with our sins. Although we were born again, we still sin. We still struggle with certain things. So all I'm telling you is, don't look back. Yet, Paul was forgiven. Through the grace of God, Paul was forgiven. Through the grace of God, we are forgiven. For our past, for the things we did, we have to just don't let the enemy bring what's in the past to the front. Because if he does, he got you. He's going to slow you down. He's going to take you back to where you've been. And you don't want to go back there. Don't look back. Paul was forgiven. He affirmed in his letters to the Colossians, he has delivered us, Paul says, from the dominion of darkness and transfer us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. See, Paul was able to forget the awfulness of his past because God had forgotten and forgiven Paul's past. In Hebrew, the Lord tells us that he will remember our sins and misdeed no more. So, my brothers and sisters, what I'm telling you is, don't matter what you did in the past, God, he will forgive you. The grace, his grace is already forgiven you. And he will remember your sin no more. Amen. Don't look back. There's no reason for us to remain enslaved to the mistakes and sins and shortcoming of our past. We don't have to continually feel guilty and second rate because of something we did years ago. That's ridiculous, and we know that's ridiculous. And don't let others condemn you and make you feel guilty for something you did years ago. You are born again. You are a new creature. So what you did, you spent time in prison. You were a drug addict. You were a prostitute. You were a murderer. God has redeemed you. So what you did in the past is in the past. Don't let the enemy bring that up in your face and allow you to condemn yourself. See, God in Christ has forgiven us. And all we do is accept his forgiveness and say, thank you, my Father. It's as simple as that. Just thank you, God. Don't look back at past mistakes, my brothers and sisters. Neither should we look back at the past mistakes and sins of other people. You know, we always say, I remember that person. That person was running drugs. That person was out on the street corner. That person was stole. That person was in prison. Don't look at the past mistakes of other people. You know, we see people change, and we don't want to accept that this individual has changed. So we don't only look at the past mistake of ourselves. We can't be pointing the finger at other people past mistakes. Just as God has forgiven us, we are to forgive one another. Amen. We are to forgive one another. You know, David Seaman, in Healing for Damaged Emotion, that's a great book. I love that book. He stated, he said many years ago, he was talking about, he was driven to the conclusion that the two major causes of most emotional problems among, check this out, among Christians are these: the failure to understand, the failure to receive and live out God's unconditional grace and forgiveness, and the failure to give out that unconditional love, forgiveness, and grace to other people. As that song said, can you dig it? Can you see what Seaman is saying? I mean, in his Healing for Damaged Emotion, he said this is the problems he ran into with Christians around the world. Many years, he's saying that his conclusion for it is that Christians fail to understand, they fail to receive, and they fail to live out God's unconditional grace and forgiveness, and they fail to give out that unconditional love, forgiveness, and grace to other people. Oh, my brothers and sisters, don't look back. Don't look back. Amen. You know, we all know the story of Hester in the Hawthorne classic, The Scarlet Letter. Because she was an adulteress, she was made to wear a big scarlet A whenever she was in public. The A stands for adulteress. She was branded because of a mistake she made in her past. Don't let that happen to us. Don't let our mind brand us. Don't let other people brand us. See, in certain towns, you know, people in certain neighborhoods, people just don't forget. They keep looking for something bad. Towns people keep looking back. Your neighbors keep looking back. Sometimes your relatives keep looking back at your past. But you don't look back. You just keep on trucking. You know, it was a story about a young man that was back in Kentucky. He said that there was a man named Homer who came to town one day. Homer was old and stooped, and he always wore a flannel shirt, faded, big overalls, and a straw hat. Homer spent his days mowing yards and doing odd jobs. He said what he remembered most about Homer wasn't his clothes or his kind smile. What he remembered most is that folks told him that Homer had killed a man and spent most of his life in prison. See, in a little community, you never forget those little things that people never allow Homer to forget either. They kept bringing it up. See, we can never build any lasting relationship. We can never relate to one another like Christ wants us to unless we are willing to forget what lies behind. My brothers and sisters, let me just go over that one more time. We can never build any lasting relationship. Amen. We can never relate to one another. Amen. Like Christ wants us to, unless we are willing to forget what lies behind. Don't look back. Forget about the past of others. Forget about the past of yourself. You know, at our best, we are all sinners. We all make mistakes. We all hurt one another. But God helps us forget what's behind us, and he can help us forget what lies behind our neighbors and friends and family. Don't look back, brothers and sisters. Don't look back. See, the word to husband and wives, to brothers and sisters in Christ, to friends and family is, I just said it, don't look back. Don't look back on those words that were spoken in a moment of anger. Don't look back on those actions that hurt us. Don't look back on those mistakes that we all make. We make mistakes. We're only human. We're going to make mistakes. But it's what we do after we make that mistakes. We don't look back and continue to dwell on something that's going to not only hurt you, but hurt others. Instead, let us be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiveness, one another as God in Christ forgave us, as he forgave you. Don't look back. Forget what lies behind. Don't look back, my brothers and sisters. Don't look back. And I was looking at Brother Dave. He sent us posts like every week or whenever he feels the Lord leads him. And he put up something called LIFE. And LIFE stands for, the acronym stands for, the L stands for living. The I stands for end. The F stands for faith. And the E stands for every day. Living in faith every day. You live in faith every day, my brothers and sisters. Don't look back, because God got something better for you. You know, forget about what lies behind you. Press on to the mark that's in front of you. Don't look back, my brothers and sisters. Don't look back. You know, in 1 Corinthians, it says, 13:11 says, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. When I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. Forget about 2020. All your little childish ways you might have done. You know, going along with your peers and doing something that's unorthodox, that's out there, that you know that's illegal. You know, forget about 2020, the little childish way you're drinking on the corner, you're becoming inebriated, too drunk to stand up. Those little childish ways you did when you were growing up. Forget about 2020 when you out here, you know, taking drugs and using drugs when you don't have to, but you're just doing it just to please or become a people pleaser. Forget about 2020 when you don't respect one another. You don't respect your mother. You don't respect your father. You don't respect authority. You don't forget about 2020. 2021 is a few hours away from us. We're going to have a party. We're going to dance to the music of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Everybody's going to be singing. And they're going to be singing on the radio. We are going to forget about 2020. We're going to move forward to 2021. Amen. Don't look back on painful memories. We all have those moments in life, those experiences in life that haunt us. We have memories of these difficult times that have a tendency to be replayed in our mind over and over again. In our, you know, we don't need to carry that burden into 2021. Our mind is sort of an internal video recorder that records our experience, both good and bad. Let's leave behind, my brothers and sisters, our bad memories. Let's leave behind, because it is necessary to experience what lies ahead of us and not behind us. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we're going to have to forget about what's behind us. Don't look back. Don't look back. You know, Brother Dave always said, and he comes on Tuesday, he's a great man of God. He always said, I have to mention love in all what I do. He said, no matter what I talk about, he said, I got to mention love, the love of God and what he has done and what God and his love that can change the hearts of many, and the love of people. You know, if you have the love of God, you have the God's heart. You know, when you approach other individuals and they see that love in you, they see that fervent, that fervent warmth, that touch in you, you can change the way they feel. And if they feel a moment of sadness, just that love you show them with a smile can change them. Amen. It can change them. You know, and I was just thinking about the song called Love, and Nellie Cole talks about it. She's talking about how love is sweet and how love is kind. That's what we have to be. She said that. Amen. She said, she is just telling us that love is what we need. Love is what we need to move on. She is telling us that just a little, just bring it down, just give our love out. My brothers and sisters, we have to have that kind of love. If we have that kind of love, that God's love that is always on time, that's God's love. It's always on time. If we just make that love contagious, just like this virus that's going around, if we allow that love to be contagious, I mean, this world would be a better place. The Christian brothers and sisters would go outside the church and share that love with everyone. You know, we won't be looking at the past of the people we walk by. We won't be looking at the past of the people in the congregation. We all are reborn. We are a new creature. Let's move forward. Because God said in 2021, it's a new beginning for us. For all of us, by his grace, we are making it to 2021. And he has something good in store for us. Amen. I mean, each and every last one of us. I mean, I thank God that he brought me here thus far. I thank God that my health is in good with him. I thank God that I'm in my right mind. I thank God that I have the eyes of understanding. I thank God for protecting my family. I thank God, hey, for guiding my steps and ordering my steps and moving me forward. I thank God for allowing me to have the love for those individuals, even if they don't love me. I love them because I got the love of Christ. Amen. I'm not going to look at the past. I thank God that because of what I know about individuals, I don't condemn them. I see them for what God has done in their lives. Amen. I thank God. Love is just, it's there for us. 2020 we're going to bring in a new year. It's going to be a new year for everyone. We're going to cross over. We're going to climb the mountains. We're going to do everything that we had asked God and prayed God and cried to God for. Don't lose your faith. Don't look back. What didn't happen in 2020? It's around the corner now. God gonna make it happen for you. Your prosperity is there. Your prosperity is spiritual prosperity. Your health prosperity. Your financial prosperity is there. Your love prosperity. God is gonna make it happen. He's going to make it happen for your sons, for your daughters, for your mother, your fathers, your sisters or brothers, your aunties, all your... God is going to make it happen. Don't look back. That's all I'm telling you is don't look back. Hey, don't look back. If the clock stopped at your house, that's fine. Move it forward. Don't look back. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there will be no rerun in 2021. We will not allow reruns to be a memory of the past. We're going to move forward. Amen. Because we know God is an awesome God. Don't look back. Allow God to help us do what we can't not do alone. No man is an island. no man stands alone. We must look forward. We must grab onto the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, we need you. We must surrender ourselves to him, saying, God, we need you. We need you for healing. We need you to alleviate that painful memory. The Lord, we need you. We need you to bring our families together, our marriage together, to get rid of this poverty, this unemployment, of the abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, psychological abuse. We need you. 2021 is there for us. Now it's time for us to reach out. Reach out. Confess the hopelessness to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He works free. He works free for us. Amen. He helps us put our memories in perspective. He helps us put our memories behind only if we allow him to. Don't look back. I'm telling you, don't look back. Once. We must just continue to say, hey, we won't look back. Now, there was a story about an attractive lady named Doris. She was part of a class that was sharing a life story with one another. And she was deeply moved. This one lady was deeply moved by Doris' story. Doris was born to a poor family in a little town in Georgia. During her childhood years, she never knew her father. One day she discovered that a man she had been told was her uncle was really her father. Needless to say, Doris was crushed. For a long, long time, Doris suffered in silence with her pain. Eventually, she had allowed the Lord to heal the painful memories of her past. Did you hear me? She allowed the Lord to heal the painful memories of her past. In grace and with gracefulness, she is pressing forward. See, the memory of a painful, unhappy childhood, the memory of a love that was lost, the memory of a traumatic happening in our lives, the memory of a tragedy that we're experiencing, the memory may not be healed overnight. Amen? But they can be healed if we allow our Father to heal it. We cannot do it alone. We can leave them behind. We can leave it behind, and we can go on. As the Lord told Israel, which was suffering in captivity, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Don't look back. Oh, I'm telling you, God is just awesome. And I just hope that what I'm just trying to tell you is, 2021 is here. It's going to be great. It's going to be joyful. It's going to be peace. We're going to have rest if we just don't look back. If we continue to hold on to our faith, if we continue to surrender and to allow God to lead us and guide us, if we continue not to lean to our own understanding, but ask our Heavenly Father for guidance. Don't look back. Because if we look back, we're allowing the enemy to gain ground. He's gaining on us. Don't look back. Just kick the dust in his face and just keep on pushing. Amen. Amen. You know, I will be remiss if I don't allow Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Dox to come in here and just end this new year the way it should. Because she is a great woman of God. She got the anointing and the wisdom of Solomon. So I'm just going to allow her to just come in this particular radio cast just with you. And just let her just take you into 2021 with the love of God. She's just a great woman of God. I just can't say more about her. I'm going to let her come in and just take over, and let's just hold tight to our seat. I hope you got your seatbelt on, because I'm going to let her take you into 2021. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Well, the Bible says, be ye also ready. Amen. So we have to be ready. 2021 is coming, whether we're ready or not. You know the game, ready or not, here I come. Well, that's what 2021 is saying to us, ready or not, here I come. So and thank you, Elder, for bringing me on and allowing me another opportunity to share and just follow up on what Elder was talking about. I just praise God for his anointing, his glory, and just who he is. Because he is everything that we need. He's everything. He's not just something that we need. He's everything. And Elder's talking about don't look back. Fight. 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 Fight for your mind. Fight. Fight for your destiny. Fight. Don't look back. Keep pressing toward the mark of the high calling. You know, you forget the past and then you press onward. And not only are you pressing onward, you're pressing upward. Amen. Because the Bible says that, and I believe Elder was in Philippians 3, and those that came on later during the broadcast, Philippians 3, and I believe he was going through 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16, I believe. But Paul was writing a letter to Philippi, in Philippi, and he was a prisoner in Rome. You know the story. And the letter was an epistle, the epistle of joy. You know, joy no matter whatever our circumstances are, that we still have the joy of God, that we still have enough joy, because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. So the enemy try to take our joy. And if he can't take our joy, guess what? We begin to have the strength of the Lord. So you ask God to restore your joy. And then it came to me, Wilma Rudolph, she was one woman of God, that she was the 20th of 22 children. Listen to that. Back then, they was having 20 and 22 babies. But she was born with a poor family, and she was born in Tennessee. And as a child, she had polio. That was her past. And she was forced to wear a leg brace until she was 9. That was her past. And at 12, she tried out for a school basketball team, and she failed. But that was her past. And the next year, you know, she practiced every day. She kept pressing until she finally made the team, because she didn't quit. We talked about not quitting on yesterday. And the next year, her college track coach spotted her one day and talked to her about letting him train her to become a sprinter. See, yesterday was her past. Now she have a professional coach want to train her, because what? She kept pressing. She didn't quit. Her persistency. And then she earned a scholarship. I'm telling you something, if you keep pressing, because ready or not, 2021 is coming. And then she got that scholarship, and she went to Tennessee State University, where she became what? A track star. Listen what I'm saying to you. It's not where you started. It's where you're going to end up. See, in 1960, guess what happened? If you know the story, Wilma Rudolph made the U.S. Olympics team. And that was I believe it was the 100-meter sprint, where she had to face the world record holder, and the lady name was Yvette, and she was from Germany. But Wilma, guess what? She won. I like that song. She did it again. She did it again in the 200-meter event. See, Wilma, her third race was in the 100-meter relay, and she faced Yvette again. got to do it again. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. And just as she was running that race, she was running the race, and she never gave up. But she never lost faith. It was not her past. It was where she was headed, because back there is not where we're going, right? So she ended up, to make a long story short, she caught that German runner, and in the last few strides around, she won her third gold medal. And she became more than any other woman at that time who had won a gold medal. Look at her humble beginning. She kept pressing. I want to encourage you. Keep pressing. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. Because no matter what the circumstances is, let your joy remain. See, Paul, he was a model of his joy when he wrote this letter. He was in prison. Pressing. See, his challenge was to not quit and to move forward, and he's encouraging us to be sustained and don't quit. And in Luke 9, I believe it's 61 or 62, but it's in there somewhere, where Jesus was talking about no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom. See, the things of our past can certainly be part of our testimony. I want you to remember that. But we call upon our past in order to give God glory in the present. But we don't relish the past or try to hold on to it. You know, you might hear a person say, do you remember when he was an alcoholic? And they want to hold on to the past. So you remember? Do you remember? You know, tell them. No, I don't remember any of that. All I remember is where I'm headed. All I'm focused on is winning this race. I pray that you grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and keep pressing toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. There's so many stories that, and so many testimonies that we have, people have, that how life just shifted because guess what? They didn't quit. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things, hallelujah, that are behind me, I continue to reach forward to those things which are ahead. I love this verse. When things come to mind from my past, times where I knew I had failed short and I missed the mark and I struck out and I wasn't successful, I wasn't productive, God has reminded me of this truth that I can forget those things and I can continue on. God had it all planned so that we may grow and become warriors. I like to say battle axe. Amen. Amen. I can go on and on, but I am so excited that God found favor upon us to bring us into this new year, to take us into 2021. Just think about that. You're making it to 2021. Do some self-evaluations. Rejoice. Press. Press. And do you not know that those who run a race to win, you will receive the prize. You're going to receive it. So I want you to rejoice. Elder played a song in the beginning of the broadcast. And I just want to play just a little bit of it Elder, I know you're on the line. I want to ask you, was it Don't Look Back?
Yes, it was.
Okay, I'm just going to play just a little bit of it for our listening audience. Don't that make you want to dance? Don't that make you want to stomp the enemy? Don't that make you want to smash his head in? Dance on the devil. Put your praise shoes on and just begin to dance your way into the new year. I don't care what you're doing. Put your praise shoes on and dance your way into the new year. This is a praise of purpose. Amen. 12 o'clock come, I want you to start dancing. God wants you to start dancing. You know, some of us too cool to dance. But I tell you what, things happen in the spirit realm when you begin to dance. I could see my mother now. She probably on this line, as we would say, getting down. Amen. Don't look back. Fight, fight, fight. You're going to win. You're going to win. Amen. And I'm excited about it because when you're dancing and when you're praising God, the enemy will flee. Amen. Because in his presence, hallelujah, is the fullness of joy. And on his right hand forevermore. Listen, when the presence of God is upon you, the enemy will flee. He don't want to praise God. He has to go. So begin to praise him. Begin to worship him. Begin to dance. Just begin to do what you do. I'm telling you, because you're going to always win. I'm going to ask Elder if you will come back, I know you're still with us. If you want to have anything else to say and give me some directions, I know you had another ending that you wanted, but I just want to encourage everybody. I want to encourage everyone on this line that you would know that you are in a place that God spared your life. You didn't let COVID take you out. He didn't let your wealth, your finance, your health, he didn't let that take you out. There's still some things for you to do. So I want to encourage you to dance, dance, dance your way into the new year. And let the devil know that you're still standing. Amen, amen. We're going to ask you, Elder, are you there? Maybe he dancing. Are you there, Elder? Amen.
Yes, I am.
Well, this is, I'm so sorry. I think I had your line muted, Elder. Okay. I'm opening the lines. And I didn't know if anyone wanted to say anything, but this is the last Thursday of this year. And some of the listeners have been so faithful to the broadcast. And I just want to give you an opportunity to give God some praises. You don't have to say much, but say something. So the lines are open, and I just want to start with Elder. And if there's anyone else on the line that you would like to say something in honor of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
I just want to say to the listening audience, especially to the faithful one, You know, you have so many of this that I just want to, I know they know Christ and they know God. And just whatever happened in 2020, just don't look back. And I'm talking to Sister Rachel, don't look back. Brother Dave, don't look back. Just keep pressing towards the mark of the high calling. You know, Minister Cherie, don't look back. Evangelist Milton, don't look back. Let's just keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward. I'm talking to all my brothers and sisters in Christ. Don't look back. God got something in store for you. God has a blessing on the other side. Just cross that river of Jordan. Just don't look back, amen, because God is faithful, and so are you. Amen.
Amen. The lines are open. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to have a comment?
This is Brother Dave. Just want to say Happy New Year. It's going to be a happiness, a great one coming, because God is already there. And all I can end it with is just saying,
wonderful, God is so wonderful.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Elder, all the ministers, all the deliverers of God's word. Hey, we can shout, we can dance, we can celebrate. And as Sam Cooke say, we're going to have a party. Everybody going to get to dance to the beat of the gospel.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. It's an exciting moment, I'm telling you. It is an exciting moment. Don't miss your opportunity. Open up your mouth and give God some honor. Give him some praises. I'm telling you, it's okay. You don't know what God put in your mouth to say that's going to encourage somebody else. Amen. Amen.
Oh.
We praise God.
Yes.
Yes.
This is Mother Phillips. I just want to say a Happy New Year to everyone. And I know we went through a whole lot this year, but it's going to be better. It's going to be, this opportunity is going to be better for us. So we just praising God and for what he already did for. So I just give praise and honor and glory to God for what he already did and what he is about to do. So we thank God. We praising God for the one that come forth and bring message is not in vain. Hallelujah. Waymaker, he's a heart fixer, and he sure is a mind regulator. So we just give praise to God for what he did and what he is about to do. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank you, Mother. Thank you. Thank you. I love you.
Likewise.
To heaven and back.
Amen.
We love you. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else? Because we're about to, I don't want to leave anyone else. I don't want to leave anyone out. Amen. Well, listen, you know the song. We're going to play a little teeny thing for you. So, with that being said, we're going to leave out with Kenny G. Let that song marinate in your spirit. Press. Don't quit. as Mother would say, stay on the wall. Don't come down. Let God use you for His glory. Amen. Let God use you for His glory, and you will win. Keep praying. Keep crushing those demons. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. And God will have laid up for you a crown of righteousness. This is not in vain. Amen. All that you've been through this year, I want you to bottle it up and make it be your strength. Amen. I could say much, much more, but I want to, it's almost 6 o'clock. We want to ask you, stay safe. You know, stay at home. Fellowship with God. Bring the new year in with a praise. Bring the new year in with a dance. Bring the new year in being intimate with God. That's your party. He's inviting you to the party. You got a VIP seat. And we want to encourage you to come and spend the night with the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. So, if Elder, if all hearts and minds are clear.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Well, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this time with you. God, we thank you for 2020. Father, we lift up every single person on this line. God, we lift up the government, Father. God, we lift up every nation. We lift up every single person in this world. And Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, God, as we cross over to the new year, Father, that we would acknowledge you in all our ways so that you may direct our path. Father, we take 2020 and we give it to you. And Father, we thank you because you know what to do with it. And we literally do a about face. And we have been given our marching orders. So, Lord, we march on. And we march and we seek your will. So, Father, as we leave this line, that we will not leave your presence. Let the love of God saturate our mind, our body, our spirit, and our soul. So we may be more like you. Father, I thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do. And let the church say, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And let us say, yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. God bless everyone. And we say, Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's to all. And we say, good night. Have a blessed New Year. Happy New Year's and God bless everyone. Let the super be on your natural. God bless you all.